Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Get a head start on 2025 with CNBC's Big January, the hottest tech event, CES, from Las Vegas. The data, the numbers, the jobs report, and meet the future of biotech and pharma at JPM Healthcare. Check out the Amex Golf Tournament from California, Inauguration Day, and the meeting of world leaders in Davos. Plus, the first Fed decision of the year. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Right now, the newest addition to the Texas Rangers, it is, in fact, Jake Berger. Good afternoon, sir.
How we doing?
We're doing very well. Now, we always like to get some background on the newest players that we have. Are you, by chance, a big Chicago Blackhawks fan?
I supported them for a while. It's been kind of tough over the last couple of years, but you know, I don't want to make myself seem like a bandwagoner. But I love Jonathan Toews, and he was my favorite player growing up, and loved watching him. So just kind of fell in love with the Hawks.
And then I know in your previous, with one of your previous teams, the White Sox alternate training site was in Schaumburg. I have a lot of family that live in Schaumburg. How cool is that mall in Schaumburg for people who don't know?
Yes, Schaumburg's sweet. That was like an awesome setup for an alternate site. The Boomer Stadium there was sweet. And, I have fond memories of my time in Schaumburg.
So when it comes to Jake getting traded to the Texas Rangers, can you talk about your initial reaction when, whether it was your agent or Miami or the Rangers who called you up?
Yeah, it was kind of funny. Me and my wife and I fell asleep around 9:45, and our 2-year-old actually woke up having a bad dream. So we both woke up and, got the call that I'd been traded, and my wife was tending to Brooks, our son, and I was just waiting for her to come out of the room because I was, like, super fired up. And I kind of scared the living crap out of her, but when I told her, we were both excited and, super, super pumped to be joining such an awesome organization. And, Dallas is just such an awesome city. We live in Nashville, so pretty similar, obviously, but it was definitely an exciting feeling.
Are you neighbors with Boach? He's in the Nashville area too.
Yeah, we actually live somewhat close,
really?
I'm gonna grab some lunch with him over the next few days and talk to the new skipper.
He's a Weller guy, just putting that out there for you right now. So if you want to get on his good side. Hey, what's your relationship like with Skip Schumacher? He comes here to Texas to kind of be a consultant with the team. What's your relationship with him like?
Yeah, he was awesome. I loved playing for him in Miami, and him and I have a really good relationship. He's helped me so many ways, not just on the field but off the field, and just kind of taught me how to go about things. And, he's definitely a great dude and a hard worker. And, I'm excited that we're in the same organization.
Do you think he was a voice in you arriving in Texas then?
I don't want to speculate, but, okay. I definitely think he definitely pushed it in the right direction. And, he's awesome, and Pipe obviously was my bench coach as well. So, a lot of guys I worked with over the last 2 years.
Nice. You use a lot of the same words that Schumacher used to describe you. Yeah. When he's like, "Hey, he's a winning ball player. He hits the ball as hard as anyone in the league."
He's a cage rat.
Yeah. So, what does it mean to hear these people that you have that admiration for? They have the same admiration right back at you.
Yeah, it's an honor, and I grew up in St. Louis, so I watched Skip play all the time in my youth days, and always loved how he played the game, and tried to model that work ethic, and playing the game hard, playing the game the right way after him. And so it's definitely an honor to hear those words from him.
Jake, when you see a fastball coming right down the middle, what is going through your head?
Salivation.
Yeah, licking my lips. Yeah, that's I think that probably started in college at Missouri State. Just trying to be on the fastball and never getting off of it. So if I see one down the middle, it's a great day, and just don't be late, be on time. Sometimes it gets you in trouble swinging at the slider in the dirt that looks like one because you're willing it to be a fastball down the middle. But, it's part of it.
Can you tell us the difference? And you can change the speeds if you want. But let's say a 94-mile-an-hour fastball to a 98-mile-an-hour fastball. What's the difference from a hitter's perspective?
I think if you start your move on time and you're convicted in your approach, I don't know if there's necessarily – that big of a difference. I think the time that those speeds come into play is when you're in between or not fully convicted and what you're trying to do, or you're starting late. That's kind of what I've found with myself. I can only speak for myself in that situation in the box, but more times than not, if you're calm and collected, we see enough velo that 5 miles an hour might not make the difference.
Now, kind of a similar vein of question, how often can you tell whether it's you hear the sound, you feel the contact, or you just know, like, hey, this is a home run versus a double versus a, hey, this is going to end up being a lengthy single? Like, how often can you tell that quickly off a point of contact?
I would say majority of my home runs, I know, obviously you have a few wall scrapers in there that you're just, willing it to get over the fence. More times than not, you feel it. And, for me, it's, I can kind of tell with how it looks off the bat, and feels off the bat, what the outcome's going to be. For me, I'm coming out of the box as hard as I can, no matter what. I don't really pimp home runs or anything like that. I'm thinking that extra base. If I can get a triple next to my name every year, I'm going to be happy. So I'm motoring out of the box. But more times than not, you kind of feel it.
Now, with that in mind, and also with in mind, it's a family show, is there anything that you say in your mind while you're running out of the box to get that one over the wall? Like, do you have a go-to where you're like, come on, come on, come on? Or are you like, come on, you stupid piece of, get over the wall?
No, it's more like, go, 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 go. Like, that's probably the main thing. I don't want to get caught up with watching it because then, my route to first base is going to be all jacked up and, really inefficient. So, it's more just go, 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 go. And when you see it go over, that's the best feeling in the world.
New Ranger and probably the our new favorite Ranger, too, on top of that.
Jake Berger,
joining us here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. Immediately when we saw the trade, we all started going to watch highlights to go see what you were all about and see what your best stuff is. The thing that I noticed the most was you have a variety of different facial hairs throughout your seasons. Do you choose one at the beginning of the year and say, I'm sticking with the mustache all year? Or do you say, you know what, I'm switching it up throughout the season?
I switched it up throughout the season, depending on how many 0-for-4s I'm dealing with. But for me, my wife loves the mustache look, so that's got to be the staple. That's the bread and butter there. But if I'm feeling good and I'm letting it grow, it'll get to kind of that bigger beard. If I'm not seeing the ball, if the ball's looking like a marble, I shave it all off and try and get some more aerodynamics with my speed, maybe beat out a couple of infield knocks.
So baseball is all about the numbers, the statistics. Have you ever put together a comprehensive facial hair database to determine what your numbers do comparatively?
No, I have thought about writing down the algorithm with that. You know, I don't know if it's just it doesn't feel like the shaving it completely off and having kind of the baby face has worked at all. You know, I think it's more just a change of pace. I want to say that the majority of my home runs have come with my beard, and the majority of when I'm hitting well for average come with the mustache.
Okay, so Kevin, I think that's as the baseball show of record in DFW, we will keep track of that for him this year. That's okay. No, Jake, we're going to keep track of it. We'll monitor the situation and let you know how things are going.
That would be great. Yeah, then I have a basis on you know why I'm doing certain things.
We get a DM from your wife, and she's like, hey, tell him to stop doing that with his facial hair, all right? I don't like it.
Yeah, just keep the mustache.
So, Jake, when you got up to the big leagues, the White Sox were a very good team. And then, obviously, that changed with the White Sox last year. The Marlins, you know, didn't have a great season. Neither did the Rangers last year either. But you are going to a team that has aspirations of getting back to the playoffs, of trying to get back to the World Series like they did in 2023. I'm sure you're working very hard before the trade. But how much more motivation is there knowing that you're coming to a team that feels like they can win 90 or more games, that feels like if they get back to the playoffs, they can make another run?
Yeah, that's the biggest thing. You know, when I heard the news, that I immediately went to is, you know, doing everything I can personally to help the team win as many games as we can and make the furthest push that we can in the postseason. And ultimate goal is to win the World Series. And, you know, that starts, you know, now. You know, for me, I feel like when I got traded at the trade deadline from Chicago to Miami to help with that postseason push, you know, that was the most fun baseball I've played. And, you know, it's not really a me mentality. It's a team mentality. And, you know, when you're in that race, it's you get guys picking you up throughout the lineup. You don't feel like the weight of the world's on your shoulders. And, you know, it's just playing good team baseball. And that's what I'm about. And that's when I have the most fun. So I'm really looking forward to it and really fired up.
And that kind of answers one part of my question. I was going to be, how easy is it to jump into the winning culture? But on the flip side, I am curious, how difficult is it to, like, not get sucked into, hey, we've got a losing culture here? Whether it's a team has lost, you know, had a losing record 2 years in a row or whatever the case might be, how difficult is it to, like, not fall into that trap?
Yeah, I mean, that's always the thing is, you know, about the culture, and that's on the foundation that's built. And, you know, this organization has a great baseline, and, you know, obviously won the World Series. And, you know, like, you know, you're built on the foundation, and you got winners in that clubhouse. And that's what I'm really excited about is, you know, getting to learn from all these guys that, you know, did win a World Series and, you know, getting to work with them. So that's what I'm mainly fired up about is getting into that culture and getting into that clubhouse and, you know, learning as much as I can.
Jake, I'm sorry if I'm going to tire you with burger questions, but here is in Texas here, we've had the boomstick at the ballpark for a long time, and that was named somewhat after Nelly Cruz.
Yes.
And so, obviously, your last name means that you could have something named after you at the ballpark. If you were to create the perfect burger, what would be the perfect burger?
So, in college, there was a burger place right next to campus that named a mac and cheese burger after me.
Ooh.
And they asked me the same question. Incidentally, over the last probably 2 years, I've kind of switched to a little more of like a Texas-style burger, you know, with barbecue sauce on it.
Yes.
You know, I might be wrong with thinking that it is a Texas-style burger, but, you know, a little caramelized onion on it, you know. I get some good barbecue sauce on it, and that's kind of what I've made for the family on burger nights in the off season. So
okay.
It'd probably be something along the lines of that.
Now our show here has decided donuts are done.
Yeah.
We only eat cronuts now.
Mm-hmm.
Have you had a cronut?
I have not.
Do you know what a cronut is or have an idea of what a cronut is?
I have no idea.
It is a croissant that they make into a donut. And I'm telling you, Jake, we're going to bring you one. We brought Bochy one last year.
He goes, loved it.
What are these? And I brought him a cronut, and he was like, yes, they do. They are superior to the donut.
That sounds unbelievable. I mean, I don't know why I'm hearing about this for the first time right now.
Well, see, we're the baseball show of record, but also when you meet us, the food show of record.
Yep,
so
yep,
we can help out with both of those things. Man, I'm glad you're here. We're all lifelong Rangers fans.
Yep.
I don't know if you can hear the crowd in the background. They're all glad you're here, too. So thank you very much for the time, good sir.
Yeah, thank you. I'm fired up to get down to Arizona and get it going.
See you at spring training, man. Yeah. Go get Rangers.
We'll bring them cronuts.
Yes, yeah. We will. There you go.
Do they have them in Arizona? We might have to ship
right
some.
Here. Yeah, because if they don't, then you guys will start a pop-up business there.
That's a great idea.
If we ever want to live in Italy, we have our – you know, it's like, what do you do in Italy?
You can just ship over these.
Got to make money.
Oh, hold on. Do we make them fresh or do we just order them?
We make them fresh.
Gotcha.
We're not shipping them. Do you know how long of a flight that is? I thought I was going to die coming back.
You can bake them, right?
Well, we'll figure it out. I think you fry them,
okay.
Don't you?
Like, I'll let him take care of that.
It feels like you guys got a lot of work to do on this business.
I'm running the front of the house.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We are live at Buffalo Wild Wings in Bedford. Yeah. 1933 Airport Freeway. Coming up next, it's time for the C-Block starring Corey Majors.
Oh, my gosh. This college student went viral for this. Would you do it? Next on The Fan.